Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora, how are we doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm actually just parked up in my room. Sometimes I pace while I do these and sometimes I sit down. This is a sitting down kind of day.
Nice. A nice relaxed start to the morning.
I like the idea of you pacing around your house while you do a TV review.
It's very important I get this all out.
Well, it's kind of like when you take a phone call, you just kind of wander around your house.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You're doing business. Business.
I'm fully doing business. So today we're talking about Dollface Season 1.
What is Dollface? I haven't even heard about this.
Yeah, see, this one's gone a bit under the radar, kind of deservedly so in my opinion, but we'll get into that later.
All right.
So Dollface is a show that premiered on Hulu last year in 2019 and is now on Neon in New Zealand, because Neon and Hulu, they always seem to share content. And it stars Kat Dennings, who some will recognise from Thor and some will recognise from Two Broke Girls, which is a show that I watched far too much of when I was younger. Even though it's a terrible, terrible show, but I watched it. And also Brenda Song of Sweet Life of Zack and Cody fame, and also that really, really bad memory loss movie on Netflix.
This is like...
What's the memory loss movie on Netflix?
She loses her memory and then she goes home with her boyfriend and it turns out the boyfriend, spoilers, isn't her boyfriend.
See, I'm not going to lie, this is not giving me huge faith in in maybe the potential of this TV show, if that's her back catalogue. No shade to the Disney Channel and all of those great bastions of entertainment there. But how did you end up on this?
So I was recommended this by a friend who said that, because the show kind of explores what it means to be a woman in 2020, and not in depth, but like in a very like fun, lighthearted way.
Right.
And also like what it means to have female relationships and the importance of having female relationships and having a girl group kind of thing.
Okay.
So basically, Jules, the main character played by Kat Dennings, also the titular Dollface, is broken up with her longtime boyfriend of 5 years. And she realizes after being broken up with that she has neglected all of her friendships.
Oh, not good.
Female friendships. And she has this weird dream sequence throughout the show where she talks to a anthropomorphic cat lady.
What?
Yes.
What?
Is this cats like the film?
It's not as sexy as that. It's okay. It's more chill.
Probably a relief, I think.
And basically she gets dropped off by this bus at a terminal for being picked up by your best friends, and it turns out all her friends have been terminated because she neglected them, and the show is all about her getting her friendships back with her best friend, who's played by Brenda Song, named Madison, and also two other friends of hers, like a work colleague and like another friend from college. And it's all really sweet and all very like a nice concept and like a really important concept, because you do kind of want to like make sure that you're working on your friendships when you're in relationships and like not just being that person who drops everyone just for a boy.
I feel like that whole concept is going to be very, very relatable for a lot of people, especially in their early 20s or late teens.
Yeah.
And that zeitgeist button, big time.
And also the film is super relevant. Like it uses references that we'll all get. Like it's really much focused on the millennial audience. So like, it's something that the lexicon within the show will all understand, and like it like makes sense to us. And the show has a great premise. It's also produced by Margot Robbie and her husband.
Wild.
Margot Robbie, the actress Margot Robbie, who has a really hot brother named Cameron Robbie. Just a side note.
this is Sam's version of IMDb.
Yeah, that's my weird knowledge. So basically, I really enjoy when like female producers are trying to make shows for females. Think Reese Witherspoon with all of her shows at the moment that she is coming out with. And this show is really ripe with a premise to do something really cool. And when my friend explained it to me like that, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to love the show. And then I watched it and it is just a sitcom without the laugh track.
Damn.
And sitcoms are very like hard to be like stellar TV. They'll be TV that you watch and that's fine. But like they're never going to be super huge. And also you both said that Kat Dennings and Brenda Song, not actresses you kind of like really are all about, but they both do a really good job.
Oh, that's
cool. I think they are really talented actresses given like pretty bad source material. And I'd love to see them in something else where they get to be more quirky. Because when the show does like kind of wild stuff in the final episode, there's quite a few cool scenes where I'm like, okay, I'm kind of into this. I watched it all 10 episodes, by the way, even though I don't love it. dedication, you know, whatever. And I think if they played like teachers in a school where like one of them was like a guidance counselor and one of them was like a really sad music teacher. Like, I think that would be like a really fun show.
You could do a great sort of like fanfic spin-off of this if you wanted to, Sam.
Oh my god, I'd love to. Get me to Hollywood.
What do you think the whole concept behind the cat thing is?
So it's meant to be like a metaphor for Jules, the character Dollface, because she has a cat, and like being a spinster and that kind of like
cat lady.
What you don't want to be, you know. It's pretty heavy-handed
like
in the metaphor when you
spin.
See it. Yeah, and the show doesn't. The show does take pot shots at like a lot of different archetypes of females. Like in the first episode, they take pot shots at guys, gals, the girls that want to watch sport and like eat wings and all that kind of stuff. That Americanisms, and they also take pot shots at like rebounds and stuff, which I think are kind of undercutting of the whole like feminist narrative this could have had.
Right,
yeah, right.
But the show itself is watchable and enjoyable and sweet, and I did laugh a little bit.
A little bit.
It's not...
I love.
This is such a lukewarm review. Yeah. Like, I laughed in bits. I watched all of it, but I wasn't convinced.
I love when you refer to a show as it's watchable.
It's watchable.
I mean, most shows are watchable.
No, there are some shows that aren't watchable.
Okay. Yeah, this Fair is enough. True. Very, very true.
Teenage Bounty Hunters, I didn't get through. So, like, let's.
So, did you finish Dollface?
I finished Dollface. I watched all 10 episodes, and there are some positive reviews online about it. Some people rave about it. It's got 7.3 stars on IMDb, so there's people that love it.
That's pretty high for IMDb.
Yeah, kind of... it's got a 4.5 rating on Google reviews, so like there are people out there that watch it, and I think maybe I'm not the target demographic, which also plays into it.
Yeah.
And also like the lived experience is something that I haven't lived through, so like there are some people that might watch this and be like, oh my god, I totally relate. But I feel like the core friendship in the show doesn't make sense, because I think the chemistry between all four of them kind of lacks, and it kind of sacrifices any real emotional weight to just like have like little jokes, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
The quips, the Marvel kind of quips that you're used to.
I was going to say, this kind of sounds like it falls into some of the classic sitcom potholes that can exist.
And you can do a lot with like a sitcom format, and you could like really turn it on its head, especially with this being so bonkers and being like, oh, we're going to do an anthropomorphic cat and have animation. And like Jules has like weird delusions that are just like played off for comedy, but like, is she mentally ill? I don't know. And there's a whole episode where they do like a Wizard of Oz like retelling about friendship and stuff, which is
Blimey.
Quite fun.
Sounds like they've gone for a lot of different vibes and sort of just stirred them all into one big sitcom pot here.
Yeah, but it's kind of fun, and it's based, and like that episode with the Wizard of Oz is also based around the Women's March, so like they're like going to the Women's March and stuff, so it's really quite relevant and topical. I just kind of wish they'd made her ex-boyfriend more of a villain, so there was like a centralized thing they were trying to solve, as opposed to just like kind of pottering along and doing like friendship stuff.
So if people do want to watch it, where is it again?
So this is Dollface. Season 1 is all available on Neon now. Check it out if you like Kat Dennings or Brenda Song, or just want to give it a try. Maybe watch the trailer. I think that's the best indication of whether you like the show or not.
All right, that sounds like a solid place to start. Thank you very much, Sam. Always a pleasure.
Never a chore.
We'll see you hopefully in the studio next week.
Oh my god, imagine.
That would be just the best.
I'm so excited.
Do hope you have a lovely weekend though, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sweet, chat soon, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Master. Only on 95 BFM.